Mother's Day, Sunday, May the 9th, we slept late with a sort of tacit agreement that we would skip church, and how few we have skipped since this heavy obligation fell upon us. Vinderbird gave me two darling little books, Springs of Humor and Springs of Joy. Lucy had already given me a tiny bouquet with a sweet little message on it. We all sat down at the table and had a gourmet breakfast, reveling in the grits and the hot cakes and the bacon and a fried egg. How funny that a fried egg is my idea of luxury. The sun was bright and clear, a blessed gift in this cold gray spring. We all went bowling long enough to get good and tired, and then we walked, and then everybody lay down for a nap or for reading, getting up in time to watch Foreign Minister Tenat Komen of Thailand on Meet the Press. Calm, authoritative, articulate. It couldn't have been better if we'd written it. He said categorically that the United States was on the way to winning in Vietnam. Sometime during the day, Bill White told me in a rather diffident, almost embarrassed manner that he wished I'd tell Lyndon how much he approved of everything he was doing in the Dominican Republic and Vietnam. Our relationship, Bill's and ours, though it couldn't be closer, is also reined in by a very distinct sort of dignity and respect. We don't try to write his columns, and he doesn't try to color the president's policy or quote us. I rounded up two or three of the guests for a little more bowling, and then we had a dinner, which was actually a combination lunch and dinner, and left for the White House. Lyndon had given me $50 as a Mother's Day present and said, go and get whatever you want. That's what you'd rather do anyhow. Actually, it is, but I don't want him to know it, and I like it better when he spends the time to go out and get me whatever it is he wants me to have. However, I know exactly what I'd like to do with this. I'd like to put it in with some more to buy street trees for Johnson City. The plans for them, drawn by Mr. Myrick, are on my desk. Live oaks, between the courthouse and the post office. It was a quiet, pleasant, soak-it-up rest sort of day. One big piece of news in it was that Gwen Kafritz would give $80,000 for the new sculpture garden, a part of the beautification program. It is to lie between the Smithsonian and the National Gallery. He must start putting together some packages that will appeal to people who wish to be this generous. Playgrounds in low-income districts, cherry trees for everybody around the Washington Monument, and a statue in the outdoor garden.